You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Wednesday, November 19, year of our Lord, 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:10 and change. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it. Because our president stands huge on the world stage. It's also a place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality, like David Williams of Dunmore, James Riley of Luzerne, and Robert Pauley of Shikshini, veterans we lost this year but celebrate today, thanks to John. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, amazing, irreplaceable founding fathers. That government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation. Not any of these things. But the government is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. If they use it to lie for the Democrats, for the left, for the establishment, so be it. We know better. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. Well, this Bob Cordaro Show, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, with that essential preamble dealt with, we can gavel to order today's meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all. So, the Epstein files released, or voted to be released, in the House of Representatives. Now, as we all know, the United States Senate, much more Byzantine. There was one representative who voted against it. I've got his name. People sent it to me. And I just thought, I thought he was right, to be frank, which I guess we are all the time. And the reason he said we cannot, for political purposes, or the, in other words, for political purposes, or to go with the flow, we really cannot screw with our justice system. He said, I have been a principled no on this bill from the beginning. What was wrong with the bill 3 months ago is still wrong today. It abandons 250 years of criminal justice procedure in America. As written, this bill reveals and injures thousands of innocent people, witnesses, people who provided alibis, family members, etc. If enacted in its current form, this type of broad reveal of criminal investigative files released to a rabid media, and he should add public, will absolutely result in innocent people being hurt. Not by my vote. The Oversight Committee is conducting a thorough investigation that has already released well over 60,000 pages of documents from the Epstein case. And so that's Representative Clay Higgins. Can you disagree with him? But how hard is it to vote against? In any event. Excuse me, I had a little sneeze there. So this is Bob, you're on the Titanic there. More pictures of Trump with Jeffrey than with his wife. Come on. Stop being stupid. Seriously. You're being stupid. This is one of our great listeners being an ass. The Trump break with Epstein is clear. It's a bright line. And it was something he held to. The lawyer for the victims said that Donald Trump helped them. The emails that they released, that tried to tie Trump in were manipulated and were edited specifically to create a lie that you are repeating. So please, the one that's got real problems potentially is Bill Clinton. And we know his predilections. And we know he was probably, I think it's shown, he was the most frequent flyer on the Lolita Express. And he was present at the island a number of times. So here it is. But the vote was had. The House did it. It's got to go to the Senate. We'll see. As I mentioned, their Byzantine rules, sometimes Byzantine rules, may prevent it ever from surfacing. But we're going to see. And on this vote and other subjects, we've got our Congressman Dan Muser. Congressman, how are you?
Well, Bob, I'm doing fine. I'm hoping we can now get back to the real work that yes. We're down here in Washington is supposed to be doing.
I know.
That they scream about and they say they shut down the government, which was a complete, utter waste of people's time and money and energy and the things that you're talking about right now, from airlines to SNAP payments to furloughed 1.3 million people for nothing in the end. And now we're trying to move on. You know, this whole Epstein file debacle hopefully is also behind us. Would you like me to go on about that vote last night?
Whatever you feel. You're right about this. It is a purely Democrat Party distraction, the Epstein vote.
Precisely. And that's exactly what it is. It's not just a distraction. It's a disruption of the Trump Republican agenda. Yep. Our agenda, my agenda, the people's agenda that they voted for. All this is a constant disruption of it. The shutdown was only done to stop the advancements that were taking place because they had no ideas or plans to do so on their own. And their fear-mongering was wearing off. So they claim they shut down the government for the good of healthcare, for the good of healthcare, Bob, for the healthcare program that they created and made worse. You know, liberalism always backfires. Extreme liberalism backfires extremely. That's what's taking place here.
Yeah. And if you notice, it has worked in a crude fashion. Nobody's talking about how screwy the Democrats were and how much badly they lost in the shutdown confrontation. Nobody's talking about that. They're talking about Epstein.
No, right. Yeah. Nobody's talking about it, of course. You know, they've got 4/5, if not, of the media on their side. That's why they think they can get away with this. And I've said from the very beginning, they're just betting or hoping that people believe their falsehoods rather than know the truth. And so our goal, your goal, is to inform. Look, some people are probably listening right now saying, yeah, right, why should I believe you? Well, you know what? I've never deliberately told a lie in my 7 years in Congress, and I'm certainly not going to start now. I could have been wrong, and I'll admit when I'm wrong, but what we're stating here is the objective facts that took place. And here's the whole thing with the Epstein files, right? For 4 years, everybody's got to take this in mind. Biden, Pelosi, Schumer ran the government under Biden.
There's a question on whether Biden ever ran anything.
Well, precisely.
That's another
his
story.
Politburo, his inner circle that actually called themselves the Politburo. People should be concerned about that. That's what the Communist Party calls itself. But anyway, the leaders there had 4 years to do something with these Epstein files. Their DOJ, everything else, 4 years to do it. You know, here they are now cheering. Oh, the victims, look what we did for the victims. Finally, they released them. Why did they do nothing for 4 years? There's only one reason, because they're doing it to try to get Trump. Their whole thing is to get Trump. So, look, we voted in September, a resolution. We released 55,000 documents in September. You know, that wasn't good enough. They wanted to prolong this. They wanted to act like that didn't happen. Well, it did on the Epstein files. We then, last week, had a proposed unanimous consent. Johnson went to Hakeem Jeffries. Let's do a unanimous consent. They denied the unanimous consent to release the files.
Amazing.
Right. This isn't in mainstream media.
Yeah.
Okay. So they wanted the spectacle. They wanted to continue this. And we did. We were prepared. I would have voted for this a month ago. President Trump has said from the very beginning, from his point of view, release everything that is credible and legal. We don't want to drag innocent people into this. We don't want victims victimized again. Anything that's credible and legal, release. He has said that for 5 years. He's been saying that from the very beginning. So what occurred was we, of course, had the vote last night. We all voted for it, with one exception, my friend Clay Higgins. And actually, in many ways, he did the honorable thing.
Yeah.
I mean, for a lot of reasons.
I couldn't disagree after I read to the audience his rationale. And Congressman, while we have a moment, there was an offshoot of all of this. And you had an interesting vote. Democrat Stacey Plaskett, she's a non-voting Congress member from the Virgin Islands.
Right.
There was a vote to censure her, and you voted presence, meaning you didn't vote for it, and it failed by narrow margin. Talk to me about that.
Sure. Plaskett, she's a delegate. She doesn't have a vote, actually, from the Virgin Islands. I presided over the House during the debate debacle. Hakeem Jeffries once again proved that he cannot tell a truth, no matter what. He had his magic minute, and it was very aggravating. And by the way, if anybody saw it, I had to call him out. I had to stop him a couple of times. I had to remind him he's not to make disparaging remarks as per House rules against other members. He's supposed to direct his comments to the chair and not to make derogatory comments about the president, which he didn't follow the rules and continued doing. But anyway, back to Plaskett. So her texts that she had with Epstein during a hearing, okay, all really bad, foolish, bad judgment, ill.
He's coaching her during a hearing. It was so insane. It's one of those things you think it's Babylon B. You really do.
Well, it's true. But you know what? We get a lot of texts. If people are watching C-SPAN or something, you get texts. Sometimes you respond. Sometimes you don't when it's not your questioning. Yeah, okay, thanks, that sort of thing. But those texts, okay, came to her in February of 2019. Epstein was not arrested on the most egregious of what he did. You know, the guy's a monster. The guy's a bad guy until July 2019. Now, he was arrested and pleaded guilty in 2008 for soliciting prostitution of a minor. So bad guy. She knew he was a bad guy, should have not been near him, that sort of thing. But 10 years later, before he's arrested again, she's texting him on her personal phone. So, you know, come the end of the day, in my view, this did not, and clearly did not break House rules to be texting.
Okay.
And you know what else, Bob? There were two censorships in the previous 40 years of my coming into Congress. There have been five censorships in the last 6 years. So there was another reason that I said, you know what? I don't want to prolong this. Already, I was hearing the Democrats were going to be responding with a censorship of another Republican member, and it would have been nonsense, but it would have carried the next couple of days and debate and everything else. She technically didn't break the rules. Again, very foolish, ill-conceived, ill-considered, wrong, maybe stupid. You could go that far.
Well, I was thinking about it too, Congressman Muser. I think she might have been the representative for his island.
I know. I think she.
So, I mean, right. Technically, he could be a constituent.
and now I found nothing that she did, though, had any entanglement with him on any of the horrible things that the guy did. You know, she wasn't involved in anything. We have no evidence or documentation that she ever visited that island or traveled on his plane or anything else.
Yeah.
And once when he was now she did take money from him, probably a lot of Democrats did during that time. But once he got convicted, she did. And this is legitimate as well. I checked, took that money. And it was a lot. It was like $25,000 and donated it to a women's organization. She didn't give it back to him. She gave it to a women's organization. She did all that after his arrest in 2019. So for those reasons, I said, look, she's being severely reprimanded. Severely embarrassed, which is due because of the foolishness and bad judgment. But I just didn't think censorship, and I wasn't going to vote no because I didn't feel as if I knew enough. It should go to ethics, and they should do a further investigation, which will likely take place. So I voted present, but in the end, I largely kept the censorship from occurring. Myself and five other Republicans, because all the Democrats, of course, voted with her. But we also kept this thing being prolonged, them now trying to censor another member unwarranted, but still try to censor him. So that was my rationale.
Well, we appreciate your elucidating on these subjects. And let's hope Epstein is behind us after. Then the Senate has agreed, by the way. I'm almost shocked that it didn't get buried there. But the Senate has already agreed to send a bill to President Trump to release the docs. And let them say what they say. Let people act on them however they interpret them and move forward. You're 100% right.
Yep. We got work to do. We got real work to do. This was a lot of people cared about this, transparency and accountability and such. So everything's being released. We'll see where those chips fall. And I do think there's going to be a lot of embarrassment on the side of Democrats because, as I said, extreme liberalism backfires extremely. So we'll see what that fallout is.
Well, Larry Summers, their chief economic advisor over the last three decades, is the first casualty. So we'll see who else goes down. Thank you, Congressman Muser. We appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thanks for the time, Bob. Appreciate you. Thanks, Bob.
Our Congressman, Dan Muser. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend and friend of the veterans, John Basiliga. Today we feature, as we head into the weekend, it's Wednesday, Basiliga Hospitality. The best fine dining options in Northeast Pennsylvania and beyond. Aterra 519, downtown Scranton, a modern take on fine dining. It's exquisitely appointed. The food is great. The service is awesome. The staff is awesome. Aterra 519. Sergey's Live I apologize. I go into the Stegmeyer. Sergey's not open tonight. The Stegmeyer Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. Old school, outstanding cuisine, great staff, great service, and an amazing atmosphere in the Mary Stegmeyer Mansion. David Williams. We lost him November 9th. He was from Dunmore. He was preceded in death by his beloved wife, Mary Ellen, with whom he shared 56 years of devoted marriage. Born in Scranton, proud graduate of South Catholic High School, he went on to earn an associate's degree from Penn State and later a bachelor's degree from Marywood. One of the best achievements you could have in young life, he was a proud Eagle Scout. An accomplishment that shaped his lifelong sense of leadership, service, and community. He served us in the United States Army, another experience that instilled a deep sense of pride and patriotism that remained with him throughout his life. He spent many years in the hospitality industry, working at resorts in the Poconos. He later served as Director of Human Resources at Shift's Food Service. Dedicated member of Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish, Dunmore, his faith was a guiding presence in his life. He was committed to this community, to the borough of Dunmore. He helped organize a celebration to honor and welcome home the troops of the Gulf War. He also played a key role in helping to establish the Dunmore Community Center. Proud supporter of all Dunmore youth sports. He loved to travel, and he'll be remembered as a loyal husband, a proud, loving, and supportive father and grandfather, and a friend who leaves behind many cherished memories. He's survived by 3 sons, 7 grandchildren, 1 great-granddaughter, as well as many other relatives. David Williams, Dunmore, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. He tells us today cloudy with rain and snow showers this morning. Partial clearing this afternoon, high of 45, 37 degrees outside the studio as I speak. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 28. Thursday, breaks of morning sun, then increasing clouds, high 45. Now, this is handwritten by the Bulldog, so I'm a little wary of it. Now, Friday, cloudy with some showers likely. Also handwritten by the Bulldog, high of 50. So there's a little bit of suspicion around the weather report here.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network speed. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, that's a great, I just love that. Absolutely love it. All right. Well, our friend Bill from Pistons has been patient. He's been watching the Ken Burns series about the American Revolution. What do you got, my man?
Well, first of all, you had a great opening monologue, and the interview with Moser was really good. So I get that off my chest. That was
yeah, we
great.
Got to deal with. We have to deal with the Democrats' nonsense, even when it's nonsense.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, I've been watching. I'm not a big fan of Ken Burns. My father was a big Civil War buff. I'm a big Civil War buff. I lived in Gettysburg. I've watched his entire Civil War series several times. I've read the manuscript. He made so many mistakes, and I know a very excellent historian on Gettysburg, and he was a consultant to the Civil War series and couldn't stand Burns. He's like a little twerp, and the series he's doing now in the Revolution, it makes the Founding Fathers look like white supremacists. You swear to God that Jane Fonda, AOC, and Jasmine Crockett wrote the manuscript or the, you know, the...
Well, we know where Ken Burns comes from, yeah. And PBS, for that matter, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But they take simple things out of context. They portray Washington, who I think is the greatest president we ever had. And they turn him into just like egomaniac, that's the narcissist, and he's just a white supremacist. You know, wants to destroy the Indians. Same thing with Jefferson. And the historians are almost all. You got the great Ellis, Joseph Ellis, who's one of the best Washington biographers. He gets a minor voice. So there's a couple moderates, but mostly people that already have a predetermined. Agenda,
yeah.
And they're pushing it, and he's pushing it. His type of history is, I'm going to show you that this is the truth, and it doesn't matter if it is, but I'm going to give it to you. And that's all the stuff he does. It's always like that.
Well, what has happened to him over the years, what's happened to him over the years is he's been bitten by the woke bug, and as have the people he's staffed up with. And they're actually going further and further to the left in these so-called histories. And that's why one of the reasons we opened the show talking about our founding fathers and how amazing and irreplaceable they were is to combat that kind of nonsense.
Yes, and it's very well done too. The fact that you do that. But like I said, you know, they make the founding fathers look like maniacal, violent, crazy men that are just trying to benefit themselves. I mean, there's so much of an emphasis that they're trying to show, you know, America was founded on violence and white supremacy.
I mean, and it's Bill, not you know what I never hear? I never hear that these already wealthy and successful men risked everything for the American Revolution and the American ideal.
Yeah, they did. And if you ever read anything on Washington, you discover that he really, you like you said, risked everything. And if he was that maniacal, he could have been king forever. I mean, and so, but they're distorting. And these young kids that will watch this and buy it, it's just crazy. And like I said, even his Civil War documents, he couldn't tell the difference between Gettysburg College and Gettysburg Seminary. I could tell you, I took notations over the years how screwy some of his stuff was.
Yeah.
But well, he's the darling of the left.
Good you pointed it out, though. But I appreciate it, Bill. Always a pleasure, my friend. Ken Burns, not to be trusted on history.
Absolutely.
And then they made him into such an icon that in some quarters, an outrageous statement, but it's sadly true. Thank you, my man. All right, Bill. We'll take a break. Bob Kadar, WILK. We'll return with the program after this. The Exciters. They released their hit, Tell Him. Murph says, on this date, November 19, 1958. And before that, of course, the Gettysburg Address, 1863, one of the best speeches ever made. And you know what? It was brief as well. One of the trolls texting in, when Trump took over, he shut down the DOJ investigation of Epstein. Why DOJ investigation? Well, that's a lie. You see, I don't even know if I'm going to bother with any of your future texts. Because now you're just stupid. Your Trump derangement syndrome has made you mentally ill. He shut down the DOJ. Do you know that Epstein's been dead for years? Do you know that he got indicted and was going to be convicted? And he killed himself? I know a lot of people think he got killed. I don't see it that way. But stop being stupid. What are you being stupid for? You hate Trump, and that makes you stupid. Wow. He really does control your life. That's scary. Same subject. Clive from Mountaintop. How are you, Clive?
Bob, good morning. First of all, thank you for asking Dan Muser why he voted present on the motion to censure that delegate from the Virgin Islands. I don't like his answer. I don't agree with it, and I just don't get it. You know, the Democrats stick together almost every time, not so with the Republicans. And does Muser think that if there was a motion to censor him, that any Democrat would vote no or present? What's he thinking?
I know, but, you know, he basically said we can't be doing tit for tat with these idiots. And I get the point. And I get the point, and I don't disagree with him. We'll put it that way.
Well, I would put that under nice guys finish last.
That's true. I can't. But he calls out. He calls out regularly on this program. Jeffries, the Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, and says he's a bad guy and he's a liar. I mean, he's blunt with us and he's truthful with us, so that's enough to ask, you know.
Well, this is political nuclear warfare that's going on in Washington D.C.
Yeah,
and that's why it's disappointing to me that it's not tit for tat. But we'll let it go at that. Before I get into Epstein, have you seen these new Pennsylvania license plates?
No, I haven't. It's one of those things I wouldn't think about, and as soon as you say it, I go, oh, no, I remember who's in charge.
Well, when you leave today, look around, you'll see one. If someone said design the most bland license plate you can for trucks and cars in Pennsylvania, that would be it. It's a disgrace. Mm. You can't even – well, you can read the numbers from somewhat of a distance, but you can't read the wording on it unless you're – 5 feet away. Just a disgrace, but to be expected from Shapiro, PennDOT, and Mr. Mike Carroll. But look when you leave today. You'll see it. It's a disgrace.
Now,
Epstein, you know, it's about time this has come to a head. I mean, everyone's been all over the board with this thing for the last 6 years.
Yep.
And it's going to be interesting. I don't know. You know, every Democrat voted for it. I don't know if they know or have an inkling what's
in there.
Well,
they had to because they brought it up. And they brought it up to distract from their failure with the shutdown. I mean, that's the only reason they did it. Hey, this will get people's minds off our how we screwed them with the shutdown. And sure. And it's worked. All credit to the left-wing lunatic Democrat leadership. It worked. We're talking about Epstein, not the shutdown anymore. Yeah.
That's right. So it's going to be interesting. Who knows what's in there, but I guess we'll find out shortly. And I guess a lot of people, at least a number of people, are going to have some answering to do.
Well, Lawrence Summers is the first one casualty. Bill Clinton may be the second. Bill Clinton may be the second one. We're going to see. Yeah. I'm getting stuff sent over my transom that's really brutal if it ever turns out to be part of those files. Wow.
That could start divorce proceedings between Hillary and Bill Clinton.
Well,
right?
If he hasn't, if they haven't started them yet, I think they'll probably hang in there.
Well, yeah, they have this long, and she knowing all the stunts and capers he pulled, so they're in for the duration.
But
I
there's
guess,
some, but. There's some indications, and certainly allegations that she participated as well in some of Epstein's more lurid affairs. So we'll see. Let the chips fall where they may. Let them fall.
I hadn't heard that. So
yeah, I hadn't either. But you know, the speculation and the piling on once some information comes out will be brutal.
And rightly so.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
It is, I looked at my Bacardo Jewelers watch. Now, they've got Raymond Weil, they've got Breitling, they've got Oris, they've got Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, Bulova, G-Shock, and of course, my very own Bacardo watch, their own brand. Love them all, and it is also the premier jewelry store in Northeast Pennsylvania, corner of Jefferson and Spruce Street in Scranton, catty corner from the Radisson. You'll love it. You'll enjoy it. You'll be comfortable. You'll be relaxed. I promise you. We'll take a break for the news, and we'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.